Corporal Jordan Wilson thought his crash seat felt like a giant's hand cradling him. The other jarheads would make fun of him the moment he mentioned it, so he wouldn't, but damn, the designers had known what they were doing. He was ready to admit that was a strange thought to have, especially at a time like this. But he'd be damned if he didn't appreciate a little comfort during what might be his final minutes. "That one came too close," Major Avery said over the radios built into their power suits. The moment he finished talking, something hit their shuttle, causing her nose to wobble in its course, tossing the Marines against their restraints. "Just a glance and blow." From the front of the craft, the Major offered the Marines a reassuring glance through his power suit's visor. But then the shuttle trembled, bucked, and dropped. Wilson tensed. "Why does it feel like we're going down?" he thought. Apparently, even a glancing blow from one of the Xanthic's weird surface-to-air projectiles was enough to do the job. He'd watched them coming through exterior sensors for the first few minutes, hissing through the air toward the shuttles, which all had their articulated aerogel wings extended for descent. He decided he wasn't doing himself any favors and closed out the visual. The oncoming projectiles looked like someone had taken a ball of energy and trained it to lengthen out and act like a conventional missile. They seemed more stable than should have been possible. "Xanthic didn't have weapons when they attacked Earth, so why do these guys?" The pilot's voice played inside Wilson's helmet. "Our starboard wing is toast. We're going down." He sounded as relaxed and detached as ever. Probably so doped up on stims he thinks he's inside a video game. "Parachute deployed," the pilot continued. "She's seized up, otherwise everything's seized up." Wilson felt the shuttle start to spiral out of control, corkscrewing wildly toward the planet's surface. It would be a rough landing. "Turn your suit's force absorption up to max, Marines," Avery said quietly. Every Marine fumbled at his wrist to crank the feature up. The suits would keep them alive, probably. But it was better to impact the ground outside of a shuttle to achieve full shock absorption. Inside, strapped into crash seats, well, it was better than nothing. The shuttle dashed itself against the ground, and Wilson's world became one of igniting fuel and flying shrapnel. His power suit's shocks absorbed some of the impact, distributing the rest evenly across his body. Even so, it hurt like a mother. He felt like a can of the carbonated piss water Frontier called soda, shaken till it was ready to pop. Even with all the commotion, he still found he had to rip his restraints off his battered body, not bothering with the buckle. With the suit enhancing his strength, the fabric tore with ease. "It's not like anyone's going to use this shuttle again." Avery's voice came once more. "Laser cutters!" He sounded less calm now. Actually, he sounded pissed. Cutters flared to life all over the wrecked craft, accompanied by a high-pitched whine. Wilson set his own cutter to the higher setting and turned to work on the section of hull above his crash seat. Blue beam met steel, piercing it. He moved the cutter's muzzle slowly, working on his own escape hatch. The shuttle's passenger compartment was designed to be flush against the hull for times like this. The storage compartments were underneath. Wilson finished cutting through before any Marines around him did, and when they noticed he was done, they stowed their own cutters and clambered out after him. The staccato of kinetic weapons roared the moment he pulled himself out, and he dropped to the pavement below, fumbling at the shuttle's exterior till his fingers found a combat hood's handle. It pulled out only halfway, but it was a miracle it pulled out at all. The shuttle was tilted sideways in his direction, so he was forced to squat under the cover as he detached his crossbow 790 assault rifle from his suit, poked it through a firing port, and returned fire. Wilson took a second to finger the comm controls built into the side of his helmet, switching to a wide channel.
"They've got us pinned on all sides!"
Weapons fire flashed past in the deepening dusk. Soon, visibility would become an issue. For anyone not wearing a power suit, that was. Could Xanthic see in the dark, too? A tiny box appeared in the top center of his field of vision, showing a view down his weapon's barrel, so he didn't have to lift it to his face to peer down the sights. He drew a bead on his clearest target and fired, the crossbow vibrating in his hands. The rounds slammed into the alien, causing it to stagger back. It swung its own weapon around, seeking its attacker. Wilson's shot seemed to slow the yellow beast, but how much damage was he actually doing?